Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast, a sunny day today, cool, near 45. Tuesday, sunshine and clouds near 45. And Wednesday, well, we'll have showers, possibly even some light snow possible. We'll get the details on that from Pat Pagano coming your way in just a few minutes. Early voting is now going to be part of the Connecticut landscape with the blessing of state voters. State legislators and Governor Ned Lamont can be expected to enact an early voting law in Connecticut now that the state constitution no longer presents an insurmountable obstacle. The proposed constitutional amendment to authorize a pre-election voting period overwhelmingly passed 60-40% in a statewide referendum on Election Day. Rolf Janssen Library Director Tamara Gaskill has received the New York Library Association Award. She is the director of the community library. She received that award on November 4th. The award is given annually to a public library director who, in the past 2 years, developed or implemented innovative programs leading to an increase in financial support and or use of the library. In both 2020 and 2021, under Ms. Gaskill's leadership, the library issued nearly 300 new library cards and had a 50% increase from 2019. Court ruling in New York blocks the cannabis industry from issuing certain licenses for now. New York's rollout of its cannabis industry hit a snag last week as a federal judge temporarily blocked five of the state's regions from issuing licenses for open dispensaries. A preliminary injunction affects licensing under the state's conditional adult use retail dispensary program, which is meant to help people who've been disparately affected by marijuana prohibitions and mass incarceration enter the initial phase of the industry. Black and Latino communities are consistently overrepresented in marijuana arrests in New York. State regulators have pushed to begin cannabis sales to people 21 and over by the end of 2022, with 150 current licenses expected to be issued across 14 regions. The decision only affects the Brooklyn, Central New York, Finger Lakes, Mid-Hudson, and Western New York regions as the case proceeds. Together, those five areas comprise 63 of the state's licenses. The town of Ankrum has affirmed that climate change is real and that combating it is imperative, and that most initiatives and strategies in the proposed New York State Climate Action Council scoping plan are warranted. However, how those ends are achieved is equally important. The town of Ankrum has long been a leader protecting the environment. They sent a letter on the comprehensive plan. Although the proposed scoping plan contains phrases such as community partnership, stating that local governments are critical partners to the state, according to Ankrum, it often cites home rule as a barrier to success, something to be overcome. The plan should recognize municipalities' right to review and approve proposed climate-related actions within its borders. $1,765 a month for a newly renovated two-bedroom apartment is being proposed in Housatonic. The developer says that price is right. A second company chosen by the town as a potential developer of the former Housatonic School presented plans for 10 rental apartments geared for workers making between $50,000 and $80,000 a year. WDM Properties has their proposal to the select board for two-bedroom apartments with a monthly rate of $1,765, not including electric and air conditioning costs. The project manager said the monthly rent would be capped at no higher than 30% of the area's median income, which Carver said is $92,100, citing Berkshire County data from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. The company would enter into a 30-year agreement with the town to hold rents down for residents using that federal benchmark as a cap. This year, it's $92,100, but will change over the years due to inflation and other economic forces. Great Barrington has a new health inspector. The town announced Friday it hired a new health inspector. Stephen Browning, who worked as a chef for more than 20 years, was most recently the executive chef at Prairie Whale, which he helped open in 2012, according to a press release from the town. The health inspector is responsible for making sure local businesses follow state and local sanitary codes and enforces Board of Health regulations and health-related bylaws. In Great Barrington, this includes 130 food establishments, investigation of sanitary code complaints and nuisance complaints, according to the release. Browning, who holds a degree from the Culinary Institute of America, worked as an executive chef, sous chef, and other culinary roles in New York City and Brooklyn in the dining circuit. Area town meetings coming up this week in our area in Sharon. Today, Sharon Green Committee at 4, Sharon Board of Education at 6, Inland Wetlands at 6:30, Sharon Parks and Recreation at 6:30. In Salisbury today, the Pathways Committee meets at 5:30. At 6:30, Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Commission. Coming up in North Canaan tonight at 7 o'clock, the Planning and Zoning Monthly Meeting. In Falls Village at 6:30, it's the Board of Finance and Board of Selectmen regular meeting. The Board of Finance is at 6:30, Board of Selectmen at 7 p.m. In Cornwall tonight at 6:30, the Park and Recreation meeting. Meanwhile, coming up in Kent, the Historic District Commission has their regular meeting tonight at 5 o'clock. Also coming up this week, the Village of Millerton tonight proposed Local Law D, a local law, to add a new Chapter 41 entitled Residency Requirements to the Village Code to allow certain public officers and employees to be residents of Dutchess County, New York. The public hearing is tonight at 6 p.m. at Village Hall. Also tonight in Hillsdale, New York at 7 p.m., a public hearing. The Planning Board of Hillsdale holding that hearing on the application for a major subdivision by 5 Birches, represented by Chuck Johnson on Route 71. Also tonight, the Sheffield Conservation Commission has their meeting at Town Hall at 7 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, featuring a daily menu, a tapas menu, and also dinner specials nightly, interlakenin.com. You'll find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 33,747.86, the NASDAQ 11,323.33, and the S&P 500 at 3,992.93. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.